Did you learn a lot through this?
Yeah, I did. And I haven't asked you the final two questions yet. I still have to ask you questions.
Sorry. I know. I could totally spend all night with you.
I wanted to ask you if you wanted to highlight some of the biggest successes or achievements that you've had. Because when I do these oral history interviews with people, people are really like humble, or they've been engaged in the work for a really long time, and so they never really have a point to stop and reflect on what they've done. But if you could highlight, you know, like you've done so much, but if you could highlight some of the successes that you think were particularly impactful.
That's so hard.
I know.
Because there isn't anything that was just me. Mm. You know, I don't think, you know. I feel I just get a lot of like, whatever. And I'm thinking, actually, that wasn't just me. So I don't want to be like, you know, I'm not like, it's not like about super humble or, you know, anything like that. But I'm trying to think. Well, I feel that the gift of my life has really been the tremendous opportunities that I've been given to keep deepening my understanding of gender and race. Mm-hmm. And of course economics has, you know, a huge but so many issues around gender transcend class. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I do believe that, you know, it's been not just this enormous opportunity, but I also feel that every opportunity I've had, the call is really to do something with it. Mm-hmm. That it wasn't, nothing I've ever been able to do was because I was supposed to just do it for myself, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so the opportunities where I feel like, you know, where it, you know, to exert leadership. Mm-hmm. It's because it's circular that in order to exert leadership, you need to learn and contribute. Mm-hmm. And be always in that circular motion that, you know, your leadership is totally because you're a part of a bigger movement, an incredible organization, but it's coupled with something else. It's not just about you. Mm-hmm. But what is just about you is how do you respond? How do you look in the mirror and say, what can I do about this, right? And so I feel like the opportunities I've been given has truly been about then putting practice into action, you know, really into action. Mm-hmm. That it's not, so I don't know, when you think about like successes, you know, success is just, you know, it's a word that if you turn it upside down, it's the other part of it, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel that, you know, the biggest accomplishment or success is the gift of being able to continue to find my voice, and that it is really supposed to be a voice for change. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, I think it's really up to us to change that which we critique, mm-hmm. you know, or criticize, right? Yeah. So it's really been over and over and over again that I learned these, you know, many lessons. Mm-hmm. So I don't look at, I guess it's really hard for me, that question, because, and like I said, it's not just about being humble, but it's about me feeling both ways about words like success or accomplishments, you know, because I could also look at it and say, why the hell didn't I know that? Or why? But you don't know what you don't know until you go through it, right? And, you know, so many times looking back and thinking, if I knew then what I know now, I could have done such a better job. I could have been so much more effective, right? But you know, and I still feel like that I, every day, I learn so much in order to help me do a better job and, you know, be who I want to be, right, in the world. So I live a life of abundance in that way, you know, thinking about how to grow things and all that. So I don't know if that gets categorized in some way as, you know, being successful or, you know, having accomplished things. I do think that it's just a real privilege, you know, to lead the life I lead. I not a day, you know, not a day goes by that I don't think about that. Like today, look at, after all this time, I finally get to meet you. And someday we're probably going to be working together. So damn lucky, you know? So anyway, because, I mean, it could have gone even worse. That's what I have to think of, remind myself. It could have been like after August 16th. Oh my God, I'm going to go to, and I would have said, I'm going to come to Brown train, you know? Yeah. I would have taken that 1 hour train, you know, from New York. Go there. But yeah, so I don't know, it's not a good answer to your question. I have problems with those kind of questions, right? I don't know, what do you think about questions like that?
I think it's always helpful to deconstruct the question itself, which is what I think you did. Mm. It kind of like gives more insight to the person that's actually answering mm-hmm. the question than mm-hmm. like me that's asking it. So I think it was really insightful. Yeah, no, I think it was good.
Thank you. I'm like going, I always think, I'm like, I always have like a cartoon thing, you know, with the cloud.
Yeah.
Because you know how, you know, like you go and you go, you know. And then these days I'm like, hey, that's not going on. Like, you're not gonna put that on your Facebook, are you? You're not gonna like that photo. You're not tweeting this, are you? You know, getting all paranoid about it, you know. But anyway, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I always. So I'm just wondering how you think about questions like that too. This is good for me. Yeah. So was there another question?
No, that's it. That's all I got.
Wow.
Did you have anything else that you wanted to add to the oral history?
Thank you. I always feel like there's, so, you know, these kind of things, it's like, I wish one time, at some point, if we do ever, like, work together, it'd be kind of fun. All the people that are most of the people you interviewed in the Bay Area?
Mm-hmm.
God, wouldn't it be great to get us all together?
That's exactly what Yin said when I first met her. That was her first idea. But it would have been a nightmare because everyone's so busy. I barely met Evelyn because she had, like, 45 minutes in 3 months to spare, and so, but yeah, I mean, since I've already done all the interviews, if people wanted to come back and talk, that would be great.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Be really fun. I bumped into her at a community event, something, but just for a hot minute. I just saw her for a minute. Mm-hmm. Evelyn, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're all connected, you know, in one way or another. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
No, thank you.